Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Parasocial has been named the Cambridge Dictionary Word of the Year, and that's because human beings are increasingly connected in the digital world to people that we haven't and likely will never meet. Dr. Erica Rutledge is a licensed psychologist at SSM Health, Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital. Joining me now, Dr. Rutledge, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
When we're talking about these parasocial relationships, over, for example, the internet or social media or other kinds of media, what are we talking about?
So for the parasocial relationships, those, like you were saying, are those relationships where people are really feeling like they have this personal connection with maybe a celebrity, influencer. Sometimes it can be with a chatbot or ChatGPT or AI.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I feel like most things, it depends. So I think some of the benefits of these connections are that it can really help people who may be lonely or feeling really stressed or overwhelmed gain a sense of connection. However, how much time they're kind of focusing and prioritizing that sense of connection, which is, you know, not real, and it's one-sided, which is, I think, the biggest challenge with that, can be problematic, especially if they invest too much time and energy into it. And so that kind of gets into the other side. The drawbacks is that sometimes, again, people can get really invested in these fictitious relationships, and they can devote all their time online, engaging with content or in a ChatGPT box, interacting instead of interacting in the, you know, real world or with other people.
Why do we feel like we know somebody if, for example, we've seen them on TV or in a movie or we've read about them?
I think that goes to just our biological instinct to form connections. It's from an evolutionary perspective, it's really adaptive to when you see someone or interact or watch someone, you kind of pick up little glimmers of their life, and then you may have this connection, and then that may feel like a stronger bond than it may actually be, especially because a lot of times, at least on media, it's really one-sided. And so I think that speaks to just our natural tendency as humans to be very social and want to be around other people, want to have these relationships, and knowing and connecting with people that may represent things that are important to us or live lives that we want to live.
We've always kind of had this in the media, but for younger generations, they are seeing this in a much different way through social media and influencers who are more like real people, I guess we would say. And even there's some limited interaction sometimes in the chats that they might have on social media. What do you think the impact is on these younger generations?
For one, kind of going back to that social connection piece, this is a particularly salient issue for adolescents and teens and young adults, because during this stage of their life, this need to form connections is actually more heightened and important for them. If you've ever seen Inside Out 2 and you remember Riley's Island, like the parents aren't even on the island anymore. It's all about the friends. And that's really true from a developmental perspective of friends become the focal point and those peer connections become the most important thing in the adolescent mind. And if you have young adults or teens, this is probably not new news to you. But again, because of that heightened need in adolescence, this is a particularly precarious issue, especially because while we've had social media for a while, the way that we interact and connect and that it's this constant stream of information is very different from how it was, you know, even 5 years ago, where at some point on you were on Facebook and you would end like scrolling, but now it's like a consistent loop and that you are interacting more and that even if you may not know somebody, if they retweet a tweet you said or liked a comment you made, you may again have this sense of connection that something exists when in actually it's still pretty limited in terms of the depth of that that connection.
So for parents, when should we be concerned that this has gone too far? What are some things to watch for?
Some warning signs are, one, if you notice that these relationships or the time maybe your child is spending online tends to be prioritized above other commitments and relationships. So your kid doesn't want to go to school because, you know, they want to spend more time on social media, or they have trouble getting up for school because they're scrolling all night on social media, which is something definitely we see a lot. And then I think also when you notice that they start to isolate more and this becomes more of their whole world in terms of connecting with these influencer or people online. And I think really asking your child, you know, hey, what do you think about this? What kinds of people are you following? Why is that important to you? Or what are they doing on there that you like? And can we find like some hobby outside of the internet world that mirrors that interest and kind and looks at kind of that value that's underneath why they may be following a certain influencer? It's like, oh, I really like clothing lines. Okay, can we go find a different club or something where you can make things or some other activities that you can do that are really more active and can maybe have a physical connection component with other teens that they can get involved with?
Do you think sometimes these type of parasocial relationships feel more safe because they don't have that interaction?
I do. I feel like this is kind of like Linus's safety blanket. It feels really comfortable, especially when you're in a one-sided relationship and everybody, the person you're talking to, is telling you everything you want to hear, right? Like that feels very safe. In terms of how this is also really, I think, more prevalent now, we have more and more youth experiencing anxiety, especially social anxiety types of concerns. Part of it is coming from the pandemic, where we did have that period where we were isolated a lot more and some of those skills in terms of social development really didn't get to grow or are delayed a little bit because of COVID and the lockdowns and things like that.
Dr. Rutledge, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.